So Venerable Geshe-la says, the nature and function of our body and mind are very different. Our body is a visual form that possesses color and shape, but our mind is a formless continuum that always lacks color and shape. The nature of our mind is empty like space, and its function is to perceive or understand objects. Through this, we can understand that our brain is not our mind. The brain is simply a part of our body that, for example, can be photographed, whereas our mind cannot. So what is the nature of the mind? What is the mind? The mind is a formless continuum that always lacks color and shape. A formless continuum that always lacks color and shape. And specifically in this passage, Venerable Geshe is differentiating the mind, this formless continuum that always lacks color and shape, from the body, and within the body, the brain and the central nervous system and all these other components, which are form, which are a form continuum, a continuum of matter, a continuum of form that have clearly color and shape and so forth. Why is this understanding so important? Because this understanding opens the door to us realizing that we are not meat, we're not just flesh, we're not an animated corpse. We actually are a spiritual being. We're a spiritual traveler journeying from life to life to life. And that insight changes everything. It changes everything. All the things that might previously have seemed so important that we've been worrying about, what other people think about us and what our status is and all of those kind of things that we know aren't that important, but actually, if we're honest, have a huge impact on our well-being. We know it shouldn't matter what anyone thinks of us. But if someone dislikes us, most likely we feel down about it. We know there's no real value in seeking higher and higher position, and yet we probably do. This insight of what is the mind allows us to have a very different experience of life. We, instead of seeing life as a sort of rush to gather and acquire and assemble conditions that will hopefully keep us as comfortable as we can be and to have the best of everything we can get and have, you know, securing the things that we think will make us happy, the things that we think will make us happy. We see our life in a very different way. We see our life as a process of becoming. We see our life as a sequence of opportunities to learn. We see our life as a series of spiritual lessons. Can I grow the qualities of my mind? It's life-changing insight. And let's be honest, for a lot of people, particularly those of us who've been brought up in the Western world with our very materialistic education and society, we may have a particular struggle with this. We're at the cusp of something magical. You know, having arrived at these Kadampa meditations, the meditations on the stage of the path, there's a pathway there to our fullest potential, to truly manifesting our pure nature, our Buddha nature, our essential core enlightenment. It's available to us if we can do these meditations. So let's stick with this point. What is the mind? What is the nature of the mind? A formless continuum that always lacks color and shape. Now, before I go into explaining how we can know that's the case, there's a point I'd like to raise, because sometimes we do get stuck where we think, I don't know if that's true. I mean, Buddha said it. That's good. But I don't know if that's really true. Really true? Is it really true, though? Because there are many things along the Buddhist path that, of course, we can know straight away. Just, of course, that's right. Of course, that's right. And that's really helpful. But then the deeper we go in, we start to get to points where we're like, I don't know. I don't know if that's really true. So there's a passage that Venerable Geshe-la gives, which I think is very valuable if we're getting stuck like that. And This is where he's talking about a meditation that again comes from this insight. You know, this simple insight, what is the mind? The mind is a formless continuum that always lacks color and shape. That simple insight, or that fundamental insight in any case, leads us to so many meditations. It's the root of so many beautiful transformations of the self. For example, once we realize that we are a spiritual traveler, that our mind is beginningless, well, how many lives have I had? Our bodies are all impermanent. We can inhabit them for a period of time, but then they decay and we leave them and the mind travels to another body, like a bird leaving a nest to travel to another. So how many times has this happened? When did this continuum begin? Well, the very nature of a continuum is to not have a beginning. Again, we'll get to that point in a moment, but where that insight leads us to is, I've had countless rebirths. I've had countless mothers. I've had countless relationships of every different type with every different person. Everyone we meet now, everyone we read about, everyone we see on television, everyone has been incredibly close to us. We have had an intimate relationship. They have been our partners, they've been our children, they've been our parents, they've been our closest friend, they've given their life. In the infinity of time, countless rebirths, we've had all of these relationships. And one of the fundamental Buddhist meditations that we do is we recognize all living beings as our mother. So in the context of explaining that meditation, Geshe makes this point that I want to share. So he says, even though we may find it difficult to prove for ourselves the truth of the view that all living beings are our mother, we would nevertheless be wise to accept it because there are enormous benefits in doing so. We should understand that ultimately, nothing is true except emptiness. Conventional objects such as people, trees, atoms, and planets have a relative degree of reality that distinguishes them from non-existence, such as square circles and unicorns. Only the ultimate nature or emptiness of phenomena is true, because it is only emptiness that exists in the way that it appears. Objects exist only in relation to the minds that cognize them. Since an object's nature and characteristics depend upon the mind that beholds it, we can change the objects we see by changing the way we see them. We can choose to view ourselves, other people, and our world in whatever way is most beneficial. By steadfastly maintaining a positive view, we gradually come to inhabit a positive world and eventually a pure land.